Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren here, and I want to invite you to my new home, The Big 615, exclusively on TuneIn. So what is The Big 615? Well, simply put, it's the official home of country music broadcasting live from Nashville to the world. Download the TuneIn app from the App Store. That's TuneIn. And by the way, yes, it's free. You can also ask your device to play The Big 615 on TuneIn. Get the latest on country music, from your favorite artists to the hottest songs climbing up the charts. Oh, and it's commercial free. That means a whole lot more music and a whole lot more country. Hear it all on the Stormy Warren Show, weekdays from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Download the TuneIn app from the App Store. That's TuneIn. And by the way, yes, it's free. You can also ask your device to play The Big 615 on TuneIn. And I look forward to having you join me on The Big 615.
This is your country station,
The Big 615.
Whether you're doing a dance to your favorite artist in the office parking lot, or being guided into Warrior One in the break room before your shift, whether you're running on your Peloton tread at your mom's house while she watches the baby, or counting your breaths on the subway,
inhaling and long exhaling,
Peloton is for all of us, wherever we are, whenever we need it. Download the free Peloton app today. Peloton app available through free tier or paid subscription starting at $12.99 per month.
Tired of buying a bunch of different shorts for working out, looking good, and just life in general? Try Bird Dogs. They feel like gym shorts, but look like khaki shorts. The ultra-breathable fabric keeps you cool, and the built-in liner is an added layer of support. To top it all off, Bird Dog shorts look so good, you can wear them anywhere. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code baseball for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB, promo code baseball for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off, we promise you.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.
From Portland, Oregon, we're pleased to welcome Trailblazers insider Aaron Fentress, who works for the Oregonian. I am going to start with the zillion-dollar question. How would you describe the state of the Blazers, Aaron, even as we're on the cusp of free agency that starts on Friday?
Armageddon. It is it is wild out here right now. There's all these different pockets of fans with different opinions about what should happen. Of course, everyone is on the edge of their seat waiting to see if Damian Lillard is going to demand a trade or stay. And there's a group of fans who are like, hey, maybe it's time to move him along because they're in love with the idea of what Scoot Henderson can bring to this team along with Shaedon Sharpe. And then there are some who believe that those kids are too young and that the Blazers should have traded them for veteran talent to help Dame, who has remained so loyal to this team for so long. And instead of them making such moves, they basically drafted guys who are going to be really good in a few years. So there's a lot of angst out here. There's no doubt about that. There was some faux report the other day, or actually today, that Draymond Green was in town having dinner with Damian. And but it was ridiculous. It was like there was a text and there was a tweet, and someone claimed they saw him at a restaurant, but there's no verification. I reached out to some NBA sources who said it was stupid, ridiculous, nonsensical. So I tweeted that out just to say, hey, this is what I'm hearing on the subject. But it's to the point where that's the type of thing that just gets legs and gets running, because, you know, Draymond Green, everyone would be excited about that. It changes the defense. Those two are BFFs. And, wow, could this be happening? But apparently not. So then everyone goes right back to, okay, well, what's going to happen then? So it's just been chaos. And quite frankly, I came into the offseason thinking, yeah, it's going to be fascinating. It's going to be interesting. You got the draft and, the lottery coming up and at least a top five pick and all that. And then right now I'm just done. Like, dude, y'all figure it out so I can stop worrying about this and go on vacation.
Oh, nice. When is vacation supposed to start, Aaron?
Well, it could be, pretty soon if they can do something or not do something. But my thing is, I don't want this to drag out into the summer. Because two summers ago, when Dame first, the first time he ever hinted that hey, you know, if we don't get things done, I could maybe want to leave. That just ruined my summer. Following that, and, you know, and to the point where he finally said he was going to be back and they had figured things out. But, yeah, I'm just hoping this comes to a head sooner rather than later.
As best you can tell, Aaron, what does the fan base want? They've not won a title yet. They've come close to challenging. A lot of pieces around him have changed. What does the fan base want for Lillard specifically?
Well, I think that let's say the most in touch and heartfelt, intelligent fans sort of look at it like, look, they've been trying hard to bring, you know, another star here to pair with Dame. They haven't been able to get it done. The Blazers have never, I mean, the biggest free agent signing ever was Kenny Anderson 20-something years ago. It's never been a free agent destination. It's tough to pull off trades, too, if guys are, you know, only have 1 or 2 years left on their contract because they might not re-sign and need to give up a bunch of assets for them. So it's just been a really hard time for this franchise, especially since LaMarcus Aldridge left in 2016, because there was your other all-star big man, right? He just left for nothing. So I think given the fact that they tanked the last two seasons and given the fact that part of the reason they tanked, or, you know, injuries kind of led to it, but the bottom line is they were going to get top 10 picks and then trade those picks for stars to rebuilding teams who want to move contracts. And instead they drafted, you know, a 19-year-old last year and a 19-year-old this year. So 19-year-olds are not going to help Damian Lillard get to where he wants to go. Now, I don't blame Joe Cronin, because I do believe that the offers they had for those picks in each years were not necessarily good offers. And so he didn't want to err on the side of, you know, making a bad deal and mortgaging the future when maybe you're going to get two young players who right now will be comparable to the veterans you could receive. But the veterans are just, you know, obviously going to be smarter and more experienced, right, which is very valuable. So I get why he did that, but that doesn't help Damian. So if that's the case, where you can't flip those picks into something that Damian would want to work with, then it's just time to trade Damian. Right? Just set him free, send him to a contender, let him go win. It's just like they did with Drexler in 1994, right? Just send Damian on to a contender, take back what you can get. Don't do a Bradley Beal deal. That, you know, that Washington has got completely fleeced. Don't do that. Get a good young player. Get some picks. Let Damian go off in the sunset and then start your rebuild with Anthony Simons, Scoot Henderson, Shaedon Sharpe. And then you're probably going to be pretty bad. And so next year you get another lottery pick. And then you have all the picks you got in the Dame trade to move forward with. So I think that's where we are. It's like, if you can't get it done this summer, just trade Dame so we all can be done with this and Dame can go somewhere and maybe win.
Aaron Fentress covers the Blazers for the Oregonian and is with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio, even as we get closer to the start of free agency on Friday afternoon. Aaron, just for a second, can you imagine the Blazers without Damian Lillard and what that looks like and feels like? He's been the heart and soul of that franchise for years.
Yeah, it's bizarre to think about. And not only is he the heart and soul and a great player, but I've covered a lot of things in my career. I've covered major college football. I've covered MLB. I've covered NFL, NBA. And he is easily the best interview subject I've ever experienced. He's great with the media. He knows what you're looking for, and he doesn't, like, withhold information necessarily. I mean, sometimes everyone, you know, sometimes has moments where they won't. But he's very open and honest about what's going on within a game, within the team, what he wants, what he sees. He's fabulous, and he's such a great ambassador for the city. He's never gotten in any trouble. He gives back to the city. He's beloved here. It would be weird. My sort of, you know, from an objective standpoint, I'm not necessarily a fan, although I spent most of my life here, so I would rather see them win than lose. Plus, I'd rather cover the finals than tanking, right? So,
yeah.
Right. But I just, it would just be bizarre not having him here, because he's such a part of the fabric of, you know, especially the sports community in this town. That said, I just feel like it's gotten to the point where, even though people would be sad to see him go, I think there's a lot of people that would be even sadder to see him stay and never have a chance to win. You know, off the top of my head, I thought this to be true, but I did a bunch of research on it. And in the last, like, 50 years, I only came up with two elite-level stars who spent their entire career with one team and never won a title. And that's Stockton and with Utah, and then Reggie Miller with Indiana. Now, Patrick Ewing left New York way after his prime. Like, he was pretty much, he was no longer the Patrick Ewing that had been an elite center. So you can kind of count that if you want, but the bottom line is he did not finish his career in New York. And then, of course, Dominique Wilkins, sort of the same situation. Karl Malone left late, but he did go to the Lakers and try and make a run. So to me, that counts. But anyway, the point is that it's very rare for someone to stay somewhere for their entire career and not win the title. Stockton and Malone, and Ewing for that matter, at least got to the finals, right? For Dame to stay here and never even get to the finals and never even have even a crack at it, and to try and raise these young kids, and maybe they're ready in 3 years when he's 36, it just doesn't make any sense to me. So I just think most people would rather see him go somewhere and get a chance to win.
As best you can tell, what about general manager Joe Cronin? Is he leaving this up to Damian Lillard? Will they abide by Dame's wishes? Yeah. Any insight into how the management will handle this if Dame, in fact, does want out?
Right. So a lot of us who cover this team, we've been talking about this. And like a lot of us sort of sense that some of what's going on is no one wants to be the bad guy. Dame doesn't want to force his way out, right? And Cronin doesn't want to be the guy who trades away, you know, Damian Lillard. I think at some point, though, like trade deadline is Friday. Let's say they strike out. Like, to me, the best you can probably do is maybe you can get OG still from Toronto. Like, that would be a great get because you get more length, which this team needs. You get a defensive guy, an A-plus defensive guy, and a guy who can shoot it. Like, I think that alone and another veteran with the veteran, with the mid-level exception would probably appease Dame. But let's say they strike out on that. I just think they just have a meeting and just say, we've mutually decided to part ways.
Aww.
Like, I don't think it has, I just don't think it has to be contentious.
Right.
I think it can just be its time. And then, but see, here's where Cronin has to be careful, because he has to send Damian to a contender. And you can't gut the contender when you're sending him there. Like, there are some fans, like, I floated this, like, 6 weeks ago, I wrote something, I put some options out there. I was like, this is before the playoffs, this was a long time ago. Like, how about Miami for Tyler Hero? You get a young player. Take Duncan, a contract for matching salaries, and then three firsts, unprotected. And some Blazers fans are like, you're crazy. If we trade him to Miami, we have to get Bam. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Why is Dame going to go to Miami if Bam's coming to Portland? Like, what's the point? Hmm. He's going to Miami to play with Bam and Butler. You can't take Bam, because then now they're not as good. So that's where Cronin has to be careful, because he has to try and get what he can, but also send Dame into a place where he can win. And so that's going to be delicate, but how he executes that is going to go a long way in terms of him showing respect to Lillard. For one, the fact that he was always loyal to this team, which
right.
Cronin has been around for 11 years. He may be a new GM, but he was worked under Olshay for, I think, 8 or 9 years. And two, that you repay that loyalty by hooking him up. You know, hook him up with a play, because if you don't, if you try and pull off something where you send him somewhere that he has no chance to win, well, I mean, why would he want to even go there? He'd rather stay here and not have a chance to win than go somewhere else and not have a chance to win.
Right.
Then it makes you look bad, because this guy gave you 2 years to fix it around him and you didn't. You went young. You chose to draft teenagers. And my joke has always been, they need players on this team who can buy their own alcohol. Until you get more guys like that. Yeah, I mean, if you can't buy your own alcohol, you're probably not going to help Damian win. It took Kobe. Look, Kobe, we all know how great Kobe was. Kobe's first year, he averaged 7 points. His second year, he averaged 15. His third year, he was better, averaged 19. But still, if you look at his shooting percentages, they were kind of, you know, not fantastic. It wasn't until his fourth year that he really blew up, and that was the year they won the title. Well, Scoot's not Kobe, and Dame's not Shaq. So the idea that Scoot is going to come in here and fix this is ridiculous. Some fans kind of think that in a way. But anyway, at the end of the day, if they come together and say it's time and Cronin hooks a brother up, then I think everything will be cool.
Damian Lillard himself turns 33 mid-July.
Yep.
And
yeah.
He's coming off an incredible season. So
yep.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, Aaron, but would you say it's because the team around him was too young that they didn't make the playoffs for a second straight year?
In part, and that's what's fascinating about how everything has played out. So when they were healthy, and you guys all obviously fell in love with Josh Hart, right?
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, Hart was, you know, Dame said many times, Hart was like, you know, a winning player, a glue guy. He did so many things for this team. But when Winslow got hurt, who was a really good defensive player and someone who can play point forward to help Dame and Ant on offense. And then Nurkic got hurt. The defense fell to pieces. They literally went, like, I think they rose in their defensive rating by 8 or 9 points. I wrote about it several times. It was somewhere around there. So then at the trade deadline, you lose Hart as well. Right? So there's a stretch there where you lost three of your best defensive players. Nurkic eventually came back, but then Anthony got hurt, and it just became a mess. But they were hanging in there. They were never more than a couple games out of 10, even within like 4 of 6. But especially when they got rid of Hart, that's when really things fell apart, because he was one of the few veterans, other than Winslow, coming. Well, Hart started, but he was one of those few glue veterans that could really get the job done. So when those guys were gone, Coach Billups had to turn to Trenton Watford, 22, not or 21, Nasir Little, 23, Keon Johnson, 21, Shaden Sharp, 19, and then 20. You get the point, right? Cam Reddish, who played in New York, obviously they had to turn to him, and he was up and down and inconsistent. He's still pretty young. So they said at the end of the season that one of the problems with the team was a lack of size, a lack of length, and a lack of veterans who understood how to play high-end NBA basketball in high-leverage situations. So one of their goals was to fix that this offseason,
right?
And you end up drafting a 6'2", 19-year-old who plays the same position as your superstar.
It's interesting. It doesn't fit that way. Unless
it doesn't fit at all.
Unless, Aaron, they're planning on trading him if he asks,
exactly.
Meaning that that would be the replacement, quote unquote. He obviously can't replace Dame, but if that's the thinking, then maybe it's some insight. It's complicated.
It's wild. It's wild. That's why I say it's a soap. You know, and the other, like, so draft night goes down, and this is what's funny about the NBA. And you know, I mean, when you cover teams and you deal with situations where you know you ask a question and you know they're not going to be honest because they really can't in that moment. But Cronin was asked, what are you going to do with Dame, Ant, Sharp, and now Scoot at the guard positions? And Cronin started out by trying to explain how the minutes will work. And it was just preposterous. It was like, dude, what are you talking about? And then he started talking about Dame and Scoot playing together. And I'm just like, come on. He may be great someday, but he wasn't even great in the G League. And you're going to start him maybe next to Dame? Like, that's a joke. That's not going to work. He's not Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson came in the league at 19 and played with Kareem. They won the title. Scoot is not Magic Johnson. So to even, you know, say that could be a thing and then try and justify it is just ridiculous. So they have to, you know, they have to at least trade Ant and hope they can flip him into someone comparable but at a different position. If they do that, we'll see what happens. I know, it's tough.
Uh-huh.
Ant's pretty good. He's still developing. Like, if Ant were running his own show, I think he'd put up some pretty incredible numbers. Would they be necessarily efficient enough winning numbers? I don't know, but he would put up numbers. But anyway, it's just wild out here, and I just want it done.
Yes. So vacation can be a thing. Aaron,
yeah.
Aaron Fendress is with us from Portland. And just before I let you go, any thoughts, and this is personal, obviously, from knowing Dame, where he might fit, if in fact the Blazers trade him, yes.
You know, strictly from a place where he can win and you can get something back, Miami by far is the best destination. Like, Phoenix looked interesting, you know, if you wanted to do for Ayton, but Phoenix doesn't have any picks. Like, they gave up all their picks to get Durant,
right.
So you can't get picks from them. Philly, I'm sure it's pretty short on picks because of the Harden trade, but, you know, someone like Massey is interesting as a talent. I mean, you become redundant because now you have three small guards, right? So you got to do something there, but you want to get the best talent and then figure it out later. But I don't think they have any picks. I don't see New York as a fit. I know Stephen A. Smith is on his Dame to New York thing all the time, but I don't know what that would look like. And then, you know, like I said, he's got to go to a winning situation. And just when I look around the league, like the people talk about the Lakers don't have anything to offer worth
right.
a damn. Like that's just not going to happen. So I just think as far as teams that can win and have something to give Portland, I just feel like Miami is by far the top spot. And he's good friends with Bam. He's good friends with Butler. And according to latest reports, Miami is hanging around like vultures, just waiting. As a matter of fact, I see a vulture circling around right now with a Miami Heat logo on his wings. Yep, there he is. He's waiting.
You better be careful. You start some rumors and people blow up over social media. What, there's exactly. a plane from Miami getting into Portland? What are you talking about?
Exactly.
Well, this will be fun. We'll see, because free agency starts on Friday. And yes, it would be jarring to see Dame anywhere else, but it's not as though he hasn't given Portland everything he's had, heart, soul, blood, sweat, and tears for the last 10 years. He's tried
100%.
To win there. 100%. So, yeah, interesting yeah. stuff. All right, so I already followed Aaron on Twitter because I need to know what's going on here. You can find him at Aaron J. Fentress, F-E-N-T-R-E-S-S, covers the Blazers for the Oregonian. Vacation, we hope, is in your future, but not yet, Aaron, not yet. Thank you so much
not
for a couple
yet.
Of minutes.
No problem. Thank you.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, .com/positive.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.